Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome to the SHIED Show, the Christmas edition.
Yes.
Christmas 2011. Mm. Oh. Welcome.
Welcome.
To my left is no one. Welcome, no one.
No one.
To my right, there's no one there either.
Oh, it's the same for me. To my left, there's no one, and to my right, there's nobody here. Yeah.
There's nobody here.
How is this happening? What is this?
We're dialing in. The most technological technology possible here in this season.
It's Skype.
Do you think if we mention Skype a few times, they'll give it to us for free?
It's actually already a free service, Brian.
Huh. Well, if it's so free, where is Gregory Hoyt?
You know, that's a good question, Brian. First of all, before we get into that, let me just tell you, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Hopefully things are going well for you. Over there, you feeling good, healthy?
I'm dialing in from Massachusetts, and quite honestly, I feel like shit.
Mm. It sounded like you were in some sort of like quarantine zone.
Everyone around me is coughing, hacking, spitting, sneezing, and overall just spreading malaria to everyone around them.
Malaria. So, you may want to deal with the mosquitoes that might be in the area.
It's the holiday season in Massachusetts. We give the gift of malaria.
That's brilliant. They have pills for that, you know.
Yeah, they have pills for malaria, but not when it's the cold weathered, snow driven malaria.
I see.
During the holidays that you can only find in New England.
Ah, well. As to the whereabouts of Gregory Hoyt, Hoyt had technical difficulties this morning.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding you. And those technical difficulties extended over a period of 40 minutes of trying to tech this. Mm. And you know how frustrating that can be. He's not able to join us. Greg actually gave it a good college try.
I argue that he gave it much effort at all.
What do you mean?
much like he does the rest of his life, he just kind of barely shows up.
Hey, give him credit there. I tell you what, he went over and if he were here to defend himself, he would be right now.
Right.
So I'm gonna have to do it for him. But he did. He went and created a new account. He tried this, tried that, but his system was just too old.
It feels like it's not the holidays without him.
Yeah, I know. Without him screaming about something.
But onward we go. It's been quite a season, this holiday season.
Has it for you?
I think so. It really sneaks up upon us. I think I speak for the entire nation of America.
Yeah, you do that.
When I am the single voice for America.
Oh, what about me?
You're German. You don't count.
Background, I guess, but go ahead.
When I say that it doesn't quite seem like the holidays, like it used to be.
It isn't. I mean, because it's 2011, so.
And I feel like that we've been misguided. We've been misinformed.
Did somebody tell you that 2011 Christmas was going to be different?
For some reason. I don't think anyone specifically told me.
Yeah.
Outside of the messengers that came to me in my dreams.
Ah, okay. Is this like a Joseph Smith thing that we're talking about?
Who's Joseph Smith?
He's the Mormons. The angel came down and told him to go find golden plates. Never mind. So, where are you talking to me from right now?
I'm dialing in from my hometown.
Oh, so you're in Worcester.
Worcester, Massachusetts.
And I'm dialing in from Colorado Springs. I'm actually at my brother's place.
Ah, Colorado. Yeah. I hear it's lovely this time of year in Colorado Springs.
There is snow on the ground, and it's a crystal clear blue sky right now. Yesterday we got snow, and snow the day before, and I shoveled the walk and shoveled the driveway, which is huge.
Now, are you baking a turkey?
I am not personally baking a turkey, no.
What, here we are, Christmas is upon us.
Yeah, are you a turkey guy? Is that what you guys do for Christmas?
The very day that baby Jesus was born unto us.
Yeah, well, no, that's... No.
We don't do turkey. We do... hold on, let me consult with my consultant.
You don't know what you do.
What do we do for dinner? What was that?
Ham.
Ham. We do ham.
Ham. So you have a consultant in the room just to double check.
Yeah, we do ham, and we also do a prime rib, I think we're doing this year.
Really? We do a bunch of different things, but usually I think our Christmas dinner is we get little individual beef Wellingtons that my mom makes. They're great. They're so tasty. So tasty.
Oh, beef Wellington and turkey. It is that time of year, though, Robert.
To eat a lot.
Time of reflection.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, no, the time of reflection is going to be the next episode.
Oh.
This is the time to not think about anything other than presents. What are you getting?
Oh, I don't deserve any presents.
Oh, are you on the naughty list?
I've been on the naughty list. Santa himself already sent me an email.
Oh, did he?
Last week, reminding me that I would be getting nothing.
Wait, was that him giving you a chance to be better?
I don't. By that point, I only had a week left, so I think it was already. He already had me pretty.
You can do a lot in a week, Greg.
Pretty stamped out.
Why'd I just call you Greg?
No, this is Brian. I'm just Brian. Greg.
You're
Greg
right. Sorry.
I don't really. I don't really deserve second chances, Robert.
Is that what it is?
If you
had a week, Brian, you had a week, you knew that you were going to die at the end of the week, and there was this thing called hell, which neither of us believe in. You were sent this email, and I guess like when you opened it, like angels started to sing from your computer system. Hopefully your speakers were actually on so you could hear it. And in that email it says, Brian Gerard, you have 1 week to reform your life, or else you will spend eternity in hellfire and damnation.
In a burning hell. Yeah.
Right. What would you do anything, or would you blow it out even more?
No, I just blow it out even more. I just go for it. I mean, at that point, what am I really? Who am I going to save? What could I possibly do?
Well, you could donate all of your money to like an orphanage.
Well, you and I both know that would probably get us four cans of soup. I don't have any money.
No, but you know what? Money. It's not the amount that matters. It's sort of the generosity. It's like let's talk about it in terms of percentage. So if you if you donated like $20 to an orphanage, that's like 95% of all the money you have.
That's true.
So that's a huge. That's a very generous gesture.
It is. Or I could go give it to a stripper at a strip club.
I'm not sure how that would be helping anyone, even the stripper.
No, it would. I mean, it would help
who?
A lot of
How many orphans?
Yeah, I get your point, Robert. I get it. It's the season of giving.
Yeah,
and I should just give more of myself. Stop being so selfish.
No, it doesn't have to be a monetary thing, right? It could be. Anything.
It quite honestly, it can't be, because you need to have monetary for it to be monetary.
Yeah, I understand what you're trying to say. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's more of giving of yourself. This is the season, and if I had that 1 week, if I really was like, you know, Father Christmas came and visited me and said, you have 1 week to shape up.
Right.
I would try to give of myself a lot more than I typically do.
And that's ultimately what the Christmas story was about as well. It wasn't about Ebenezer Scrooge give everybody money. It was just stop being such a Scrooge.
Right.
Do you consider yourself a Scrooge?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
What's that movie there with Jimmy Stewart?
It's a Wonderful Life. Mary, just ask for the moon, Mary, and I'll throw a rope around it.
There's a run on the bank, Mary. Mary, there's a run on the bank. We don't have enough money to cover it, Mary.
Yes, I wish I was never born. And then,
welcome. Yeah. I'm two of the worst impersonations of Jimmy Stewart ever of all time.
Pretty much.
Yeah,
so
you're
going to be giving more of yourself then.
Meaning, I think I speak for the nation at large.
I wish you wouldn't.
The nation's consent. The nation, they have all given me permission to speak on their behalf, on its behalf.
Right.
Where we just need to be a little kinder, a little sweeter. Hold the door a little longer. Wave a little gentler.
Gentler?
Yeah. Wave gently. Yeah.
I'm trying to imagine how aggressive your current wave is that it would be.
Well, when
bad.
I extend my middle finger mostly in my waving, then that.
Oh, I see. So how are you going to be kinder to your brother, the guy who's in the sick bed behind you right now?
Yeah. What about him?
How are you going to be nicer to him?
Well, I don't need to be nicer to him.
Really?
Specifically. Well, it's also being nicer to people who deserve it.
Oh, I see. And your brother doesn't deserve it.
No. He needs people who are nice get nice in return.
So
that's really the motto I think that needs to be lived by in this Christmas season.
And does that apply to you as well?
Get unto others as to unto thee upon which thy shall receive.
No. I'm actually glad Greg's not here.
Why?
His head would have exploded on that last line.
I think he would support me entirely. I just wanted to take this episode, and I know I speak on behalf of our missing Greg Hoyt, to wish in this season of giving that we are, whether it be Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas, what are the other ones?
Just keep going.
That it's a time to give thanks to those around us.
Mm-hmm.
Give thanks to those in need of it.
Can you pause for 1 second?
Yeah.
What's Thanksgiving about?
Thanking people.
Yeah.
Giving thanks.
Uh-huh. To people around you?
But so is now. So is this season.
Season. That's a conflict of seasons here.
No. It's
Brian, there's got to be a difference here.
So Thanksgiving is a season of thanks. Then what is now then, Robert? What are we doing?
That's what I'm asking you.
I think it's a continuation of thanks and praise.
Maybe the emphasis is on the giving.
Oh, giving. It's a season of giving.
Yeah, of yourself and not just your money. Right?
Be nice to each other.
Thoughtful gifts.
Thoughtful. Make something. Use your brain.
So how are you doing with that?
Terrible.
Yeah.
But Robert, on behalf of the nation,
again,
I speak to the idea.
You're speaking to an idea. Great.
Speak to the idea that we're trying. Okay? We're all trying.
Yeah.
We're trying to give more. And I'm trying to give more.
That's great.
In this season of giving,
so
I'm trying.
Did you, were you the one that gave your brother this sickness and made your mother lose her voice?
These are, yes. But that's because of the malaria that I get.
That's a gift that you don't have a gift receipt for.
Don't have a gift receipt for.
And
Robert,
you can't
return. Let me ask you this. What would be a message you would like to give our listeners in this season of giving?
In this season of giving, I'd say, you know, look around you to your family members and your friends and be thoughtful in what you can give them. It is honestly more about or less about the cost of the gift and more about the thought that went behind it.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
But I will say this.
Yeah.
A new flat screen television goes a long way.
It does. Well, it's the thought that went behind it. And if you think about the space on my wall where that flat screen can go, and then you think about filling it with a giant television, and then you actually do it, that's pretty awesome.
I agree.
Yeah. That is pretty cool. Now, my birthday was on the 19th, and my brother's birthday was on the 24th of December. And so our birthdays and Christmas, you know, that's all crammed together. So I've already had my gifts and everything given to me for that. And one thing that I got, which is pretty cool, is a pocket projector. Stunned silence.
Why would anyone want a pocket projector?
Do you know what a pocket projector is?
Yeah, it's my cock.
No. Well, if that were the case, then yes, I would ask the question, why would anybody want that? But that's clearly not what it is. So, would you like to try again?
Ask me the question.
Do you know what a pocket projector is?
Yeah, it's my dick.
Once again, you were wrong the first time. And
okay, one more time.
Okay. Brian Gerard.
Yeah.
Do you know what a pocket projector is?
It's my penis.
Once again, not correct.
Okay, what do you use your pocket projector for?
You don't even know what it is. It's a projector that fits in the palm of your hand. A projector, right? So you can plug in, well, for me, I can plug in my laptop, and when I go teach, I'm not carrying around a giant projector to go with me. But you could also plug in your iPhone, your iPad. You can watch movies projected on any screen, anywhere, on any wall. So we were talking about that giant space, you know, maybe at your place.
What's the name of this? What's the brand name of this projector? What is this projector?
Let's see. I don't remember. So I'm not going to.
I mean, are they paying you to talk about this thing?
No, they're not paying me.
Is there something I should know about that's happening here on the Shrine Show?
Well, you know what? I wanted to let you know that I'm getting sponsored.
Oh, I'm glad to know that somebody is.
Yes. Well, somebody.
I'm still open to the idea of being sponsored. If anyone is interested in sponsoring me?
They probably aren't. Well, the name of the pocket projector, it's the Optima. It's the Optima Pico.
I see.
It's very nice. Yeah.
Well, Robert, I just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. Are you going to do it?
No, I wanted to, but I'm not going to. I'd like to thank Optima for sponsoring you for this episode.
Yep. I'm getting paid big bucks.
I'd like to thank the nation for having my back always and for allowing me to speak on their behalf.
Yeah. You're probably going to hear back on that from the nation, retracting this.
I would like to end our episode in song. I'd like for us to end in song.
This is going to be really bad.
On behalf of a missing Gregory Hoyt and Robert Scheid, I'm Brian Gerard. We're the Scheid Show, and we wish you all a very merry Christmas. Good night.
Merry Christmas.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king.
Peace on earth, an earthly child. You don't know the reconcile. He who drops the nation fry, he who loving angels fly. Happy now I can't proclaim. He is born in Bethlehem.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
Yay! Hey.